Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So the regular listeners, and I'm grateful for all of my regular listeners, know that I will say that it is the easiest time to get into business, and that's fact. The information that's available is overwhelming. The internet is just it's universal consciousness. What we know is on the internet. What someone studies is on the internet. What you want to know something, no matter how obscure the fact, you can probably find it. And if you're running a business, there's a great deal of information about how to run that business. And you're going to find this comment kind of strange, but when I explain it to you, you'll understand. When I'm working with clients, and I've had the pleasure of doing that for over 25 years, I tell them, don't just do what I say. Let's talk about it. Let's make sure that it's right for you. Let's make sure that you understand what I'm saying. I'm not here just to tell you what to do. I'm here to help you get the best out of your company and the best performance that you possibly can. Now, why do I say that? I say that because business owners today are being pulled in all kinds of different directions. Who is the expert in your business? Who knows more about your business than anyone? It's you. And you got to where you are because you were hardworking, because you had a product or service that people wanted, that you were excellent at hiring people, or you learned your experience in not hiring people, some people that were so great and had to absolutely experience the pain of that, and you've changed the way that you think about hiring people and your management style. But when someone's telling you something, you have to feel it. If they say, whoever it is, you must do this with your business, this is what you need to do, you've got to say, is this right for me? Is this right for my company? Is this really going to help my coworkers? Is this going to help my customers? Do not blindly follow anyone. Do not just do what somebody says. It has to make sense. It's not that you shouldn't listen to someone. There's a lot of people out there that are really good at what they do, and they can be incredible to help you get to reach your goals. But if you're just doing what people say and you are being pulled in every direction, it will create confusion. It'll create a problem. Your coworkers, your employees, your vendors, your customers or clients, they want certainty. They want to understand exactly where you are. And if you're changing your management style every few weeks, every few months, if you're continually changing things, and of course things do need to be changed, then everyone's going to be uncertain. They're going to be unnerved. Your employees are going to say, do I really want to work here? Your customers are going to say, do I want to do business with you? Your vendors are going to go, let's check and make sure they're paying their bills, because I'm not sure they know what they're talking about because they're just all over the place. It doesn't mean that you don't change things. It doesn't mean that you don't improve the way you do business, that you're training your people, that you're getting some new people in that are absolutely fantastic. But know where you are going. Go all the way out to the end and say, here is what I want to do. Here's how much profit I want to make at the end of the year. Here's what I want to happen in 5 years. And then back up and say, how am I going to get there? Certainly seek out people's counsel. It can be invaluable. But whatever they're telling you, it has to match what your goals are. It has to match the direction you are. It has to match the culture of your company, if it's a great culture. Or do we need to change the culture of the company? But whatever we need to do, go inside of yourself and listen to yourself. Feel, is this right for me? Is this right for my company? Will this advice move me forward, or will it move me backward? And if it's the right thing to do, go for it. If you're uncertain, step back and take a look at exactly where you are, what you should do, and how you should do it. And you have to have goals. You have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you'll just muddle along, might even make some money, but you'll never get to where you want to be. And not only do you have to have a plan, but you have to work with your coworkers, with your employees, and you have to get them to set some goals for themselves. And having them reach those goals and then reset the goals again. Not unrealistic goals, but goals that are going to help them move their career forward and help your business move forward. You must have goals. You must understand. You must feel. You must understand what's going on. You must get a global picture of your entire company. And, of course, repeating myself, always get counsel on things that you don't understand, but make sure that you're feeling it, that it's the right advice that's going to get you to where you want to be. This is Howard LeWinter, and, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.